Welcome back to Action News on KGDY. I'm Dirk Hardthrottle.
And I'm Kelly Sunbeam. In today's top story, eternal night shall fall upon Metrodelphia at the stroke of midnight.
Such is the claim of Hippopotapocalypse, one of the most powerful villains ever to threaten our world.
Little is known about the origins of this albino hippo with the power to crush comets between his mighty jaws. On one occasion, he pointed out that the word hippopotamus originally translated as river horse, and that he was and is the pale horse on which the rider death shall come for us all. These claims have not as yet been confirmed.
This marks the fifth year in a row that the countdown to the new year in Metrodelphia has also been a countdown to a cataclysm as well. Captain Goody disarmed the bombs planted by the Expositioner 2 years in a row. Lady Lightshow defeated the Time Baby just before it was due to metamorphose into the Time Toddler the year after that. The following year, Danger Squad Alpha rounded up the Order of the Crimson Shadow only moments before their nefarious ceremonies could be completed. And of course, who can forget last year when Captain Goody and the Dark Cavalier sang a lullaby duet to bring the Thing Beyond Space back to its billion eon rest?
I get sleepy just thinking about it.
Well, we've got a little ways until midnight, Kelly. Don't fall asleep just yet.
In the spirit of the new year, we now take a look back at what has come before. With a carefully compiled listing of the top 10 news stories of the year, we present our own Dirk Hardthrottle.
Thanks, Kelly. Number 10 on our list was the signing of the Interstellar Peace Accords, which ended our decades-long war with the pumpkin people of the planet.
We interrupt this top 10 list.
That's fine. I didn't even bother to go past number 7.
To bring you some breaking news. Now over to Sam Sterling.
Hi, Dirk. I'm in the middle of the Metrodelphian New Year's celebration. Here in Schrodinger Square, you can hear the crowds behind me, eager for the stroke of midnight, when the electric lights in the shape of a cat will be lowered into a box which may or may not contain poison.
Making it the perfect metaphor for the new year.
Sure, Dirk. Anyway, just a few moments ago, a mysterious light was spotted in the skies by the Metrodelphian citizens here to celebrate the coming of the new year. At first, many were concerned that the light heralded the coming of Hippopotapocalypse. But when no swath of destructive energy beams preceded the glowing object, these fears proved to be unfounded. A glowing object appeared to fall from the sky and landed several blocks away from the main square. By the time anyone arrived to investigate, all that was found in the presumed landing space was a small crater and some tiny footprints of an indeterminate species, which soon disappeared onto the pavement. A policeman at the scene said it may have been an extraterrestrial tourist come to join in the night celebration, but this is, as of yet, unconfirmed.
How intriguing. Tell me, Sam, do we have an established protocol for a visitor from another world coming to our city?
Not in this case, Kelly. The city of Metrodelphia did establish special parking rates for interstellar and intergalactic vehicles with fewer than 6 axles. But with no vehicle available, if the visitor is located, he, she, or it will be asked to provide for the repairs to the alleyway and then sent on their way. If they have purchased any souvenirs, I imagine someone from the Interstellar Customs Agency would want to inspect them. But since the Solar System Free Trade Alliance was signed with Venus, Neptune, and Uranus, that process moves much smoother than it did a few years ago.
Indeed. Thank you, Sam. Any New Year's resolutions you want to share with our listeners?
Oh, I try to live every day as though it were a new beginning, Kelly. But I have been thinking I might be looking at the big picture too much lately. I think my New Year's resolution is to take note of less obvious details and see how I can help on a smaller...
Excuse me, sir?
Oh, hang on a moment, you two. I've just been approached by a small child. Hello, little one. What can I do for you?
I got lost. Can you help me find my daddy?
Oh, dear. Dirk, Kelly, I'm going to have to let you two go to see what I can do to help this young child.
Of course, Sam. We hope it all works out and you can reunite this child with her father just in time for our entire existence to be snuffed out by this year's world-ending cataclysm.
What a big heart our friend Sam Sterling has. I'm amazed he's stayed single all these years.
I have no response I can offer for that, Kelly.
Sorry, Dirk. My New Year's resolution is to gossip less, and I'm just getting in a little last-minute splurging before the stroke of midnight. What about you? Do you have any resolutions you'd like to share for our listeners?
Now that you mention it, as a matter of fact, I do. Listeners, as you know, it's not my habit to share personal details over the airwaves. But I've been struggling with something of late. It is my hope that sharing it with you will encourage others to reach out for help when it is needed. Please bear with me as this is difficult to say out loud. I find myself indulging in a vice of mine far too often of late, and it is beginning to affect my work, my family, and my friends. Therefore, for the coming year, I have pledged to quit.
We interrupt this resolution.
Never mind.
Sorry, Dirk, but we have breaking news about the end of the world as we know it. We take you now to Sally Simpson.
Hi, Kelly. I have grave news to report. As expected, the bringer of death and destruction, the supremely powerful entity with incalculable power, Hippopotapocalypse, has come forth. After a brilliant green flash to mark his appearance, Schrödinger's square was swathed in darkness. Every visible light in the square was extinguished, and many of the local television reporters were left wishing that they were radio broadcasters like myself.
Has there been any response from anyone in the superhero community?
I can honestly say I haven't seen any, Dirk.
Fear ye not, Dame Simpson. This city hath not been abandoned by we staunch hardy souls who dare lay claim to that word hero.
Oh my! Unless my keen reporter senses have deceived me, I have just been joined by the deputy chairman of the Conclave of Justice. Glory Sword, the knight in mystic armor, is that you?
Verily, and I come not alone to thwart yon menace.
Hi, Sally.
Why, that can only be Power Pal, Captain Goody's loyal sidekick. It is so good to hear your voice.
Thanks. Captain Goody thought it would be good for me to get some training with other heroes, so I've been doing an internship with the Conclave of Justice. When the Conclave's trouble alert went off, I rushed down here with the rest of them.
A right stalwart lad, this.
So the whole Conclave of Justice has arrived?
You betcha. We split up to help stop the crowd from panicking, and Dr. Gizmo is working to reactivate the lights, but so far, no luck.
Well, I'm sure our listeners are happy to hear the crisis is being handled by one of the most brilliant minds in crime fighting. But what of your mentor, Power Pal? Does your presence mean Captain Goody is also on his way?
I don't know, Sally. I haven't seen him anywhere, but then, in this darkness, I haven't seen much of anything.
Hi, guys. I thought I heard you over here.
Why, hello, Sam.
Sam? Sam Sterling? Jeepers, I'm surprised to hear your voice.
Well, Power Pal, with all this darkness, it didn't seem like much point in having two reporters on opposite sides of the square when neither of us could see anything to report. Besides, I figured it would make a lot of sense to head to where the superheroes were since I'm trying to help this small child find her father.
Gosh, just imagine being a small child looking for help in the middle of such a big crowd. Good thing she came to you, Sam. What does her father look like?
I don't know, Power Pal. I didn't ask.
Well, why not?
In all this darkness, it wouldn't have mattered if I had.
Indeed. This darkness is highly dangerous and inconvenient. If only one of the city's superheroes could save us. I'm sure if Captain Goody was here...
Oh, Captain Goody couldn't do much against this darkness, Sally. Sure, his Goody vision allows him to see in total darkness, but he probably couldn't do much to help the crowds caught in this. No, for that, we'd need a hero with light-based powers.
Like Lady Light Show.
Oh, Sam, your infatuation with that superheroine is going to get you into trouble someday. Still, while I've never met Lady Light Show, you may be correct. While it doesn't seem fruitful to speculate, since neither she nor Captain Goody are here, it would be nice if Lady Light Show were able to blast away the darkness with her rainbow beams of brightness, flashing in every color of the... spectrum! Howdy, boys. I have the strangest feeling I'm late for an invitation.
Zwoons! Master Sterling, thou hast summoned forth she we did need the most. For well do I know that voice and the power it brings with it.
You bet your eye and buttons, Glory Sword. Somebody called for Lady Lightshow to chase away this accursed darkness? Well, you might want to cover your eyes, chums, because if it's light you want, this is one woman who can deliver.
Dirk, Kelly, you won't believe it. They say it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness, but Lady Lightshow may as well have lit a million. She has taken to the sky like a shooting star in reverse, and the beams of energy pouring off of her are quickly dispelling the artificial darkness which has settled on Schrodinger Square. Even the streetlights and other electronics seem to spring back to life as her light energy reinvigorates them. In fact, in the time it's taken me to say this, Schrodinger Square is now lit up with all its former New Year's glory, as well as Lady Lightshow, floating over us like a shining full moon.
Gosh, Lady Lightshow is amazing. Hey, where did Sally Simpson go?
I think she had to step away for a moment. Maybe the light was a bit too much for her.
But hark unto me! Look ye unto the sky! Past the glorious glow which is our sweet Lady Lightshow! Is that not the foul harbinger of death itself?
It sure is, Glory Sword. I'd know that silhouette anywhere. It's Hippopotapocalypse!
Beware me, puny creatures!
Uh-oh. Listeners, the behemoth of carnage and slaughter is here in the sky above Metrodelphia.
This is terrible. Gee, Sam, don't you think we should maybe go look for Captain Goody?
It would be wonderful if he could be here, Power Pal, but just now I think it's more important that I try to help this little girl find her father.
He's around here somewhere.
Yep, I'd better get on that.
But
back to you in the studio.
Well, our thoughts go out to Sam and Sally and all the Metrodelphia citizens potentially about to be slaughtered.
We'll find out more about this impending doom right after this.
Hi, folks. It's Tina from Corpomart, here with details about our recent court-ordered settlement. At Corpomart, we want to set the record straight. We had only the best of intentions. Families were complaining that they could not spend enough time with their loved ones during the busy holiday shopping season. We care about our employees and wanted to work out a solution best for everyone. Despite our intentions, it was a violation of temporal law to go back in time, rescue some cave people who were going to die of a horrible plague, bring them back to the present, and employ them as seasonal staff. We can assure our customers that each of the men and women displaced in time was given the proper course of antibiotics, and at no point was there any danger of an infection spreading. Still, we acknowledge that we didn't live up to your expectations. In compliance with the recent class action lawsuit, we've agreed to pay out a $6 million settlement to all of our employees. Each of the 2 million Corpomart employees worldwide will receive an equal share in this. And as for the cave people, we've set aside a special fund to help provide them with housing and education to adjust to their new lives.
Unga munga like Corpomart. No bears, except in toy aisle. And children like to see the water move in the flushy thing. Unga munga, this is the future, and now me have one.
Thanks for standing by us as we learn from our mistakes, Metrodelphia. There's still plenty of time to get in on our after-Christmas sales, so hurry on down. You can be confident that we'll never be caught doing something like this again. Corpomart.
We own it all.
No matter what I do, it seems like there just aren't enough hours in the day. We've been behind on a project at work for months, and I'm losing almost a whole week of vacation time because, well, I just didn't have time to take a vacation this year. My New Year's resolution is to be more productive this year, but I just don't know where to start.
Sounds like you could use a hand.
Oh, hi, disembodied voice.
Hi, Amy. You know what you need to help you get more done? An early morning kickstart.
Oh, I drink plenty of coffee.
But what kind of coffee?
Oh, whatever's on sale at the grocery store.
Try this tomorrow morning.
Vortex coffee? In the bright green can?
The only coffee made from beans grown specially in the void beyond time and space. Drink a cup, and you'll be taken out of the flow of time for up to 3 relative hours.
And I can use that time to get my spreadsheets done?
Absolutely. Just make sure you're holding on to your computer with one hand and your Vortex coffee in the other.
What a great way to get more hours in the day. It's completely safe, right?
Safe and delicious. Try the hazelnut spice flavor. The scent of it has been found to repel time snakes.
What are time snakes?
Drink the hazelnut spice flavor, and you'll never need to find out.
Vortex coffee in the bright green can. The only time-stopping coffee endorsed by a disembodied voice.
And now, over to traffic with our eye in the sky, Chopper Tom.
Thanks, Kelly, but when Hippopotapocalypse extinguished all the lights in Metrodelphia, Chopper Tom was up in the helicopter at the time. He crashed into the side of Corpo Mart Stadium. This is Chopper Chet.
Oh my goodness, I'm so sorry, Chopper Chet. Is there any word on Chopper Tom's condition?
I'm happy to report that he's expected to make a full recovery. In fact, the doctors said he was doing so well, they were going to transfer him over to another hospital within the hour. They weren't allowed to disclose the location of the new facility, but it's apparently a secret location where Chopper Tom will have lots of time to relax and stretch out and to fly and play with all the other chopper pilots who have gone there before him. They told me they expect to have such a wonderful time that he'll never want to come back or even call or email his friends here ever again.
I see.
Yep. We here at the Chopper Corps, so happy for him. Anyway, with the lights back on now, I just did a sweep over the city. Obviously, Schrodinger's Square may or may not be closed off to vehicle traffic for the big New Year's Eve celebration. It's best to avoid that part of town if you're driving. Frankly, even if you're walking, if you're not there already, it's probably too crowded to really get into the square. Other than that, folks, there's surprisingly little to report. I might suggest avoiding Siegel Street if you can. There was a scene where, if I have the details correct, Taylor Maid, the heroine who fights crime with fashion, ran into fellow hero, the living stick figure. The latter apparently jumped out into the street unexpectedly while he was trying to prevent a giant serpent from attacking two young women on their way to be married.
Chopper Chet, are you about to tell us that the cravat mobile lost a wheel and the cobra got away?
Not at all, Kelly.
Then I don't understand. What caused the accident? Why did the stick man cross the road?
To get to the other bride. Back to you, Dirk.
And now, over to the Countess of Clouds for the weather. Assuming reality itself isn't wiped out of existence by Hippopotapocalypse, what can we expect, Countess?
And lo, in honor of the new year, the stroke of midnight shall bring forth the lightest dusting of snow. Most flakes will melt the moment they touch the ground. But keep thine eyes upon the sky for the glorious spectacle as the floating crystals sparkle in the city lights as though the stars themselves had come to share in the festivities. The morrow shall be cold but clear and bright, fresh with new possibilities and portents of great things to come. So let it be!
Goodness, that midnight snowfall sounds beautiful, Countess.
Thank you, Dirk. It's a great challenge to my powers to work such precision into the weather. But tonight, I feel I should do my best.
Well, I think it sounds positively romantic. Just the sort of thing to make that stroke of midnight kiss seem just a touch more magical. Don't you think, Countess, that if a certain retired superheroine were spending the evening with an old acquaintance from her crime-fighting days, that kind of weather might just make the whole evening seem a little bit more like the beginning of something?
Kelly?
Yes?
How's that New Year's resolution about not gossiping going for you?
It's not midnight yet.
Well, I'm sure we can look forward to that beautiful snow. Just like we can look forward to another dreary, drizzly day on Kelly Sunbeam's next birthday. For now, over to Sports Summary with Heidi Bravado.
Howdy, Heidi.
Hi, Kelly. Happy New Year to you both. Dirk, I'm actually here at your old alma mater.
I'll be joining you there tomorrow, Heidi. It's great to know Metrodelphia University managed to complete construction on their new stadium just in time for tomorrow's championship game.
You're right about that, Dirk. Tickets are already sold out for tomorrow's game as the Metrodelphia University Dragon Slayers take on the Sea Serpents of the University of Seaside City.
Well, sea serpents are a kind of dragon, right? Sounds like we've got this one in the bag.
Right, Kelly. That's how football works. Anyway, there's still just a skosh more construction going on to get the finishing touches complete on the stadium. I'm here with the architect, Mr. Lloyd Frank Left, a graduate of Metrodelphia U's architecture program. You've got to be so proud of all you accomplished.
I'm honored, of course, but the real credit goes to the construction crew. They haven't missed out on a single detail of the complicated plans I put together.
And let me tell you, listeners, he's not kidding. I came in through the press entrance, and I'm so glad they've got signs up, or I'd have never found my way to the sidelines. It's a labyrinth there, but absolutely worth it. The stadium is beautiful, the seats are shiny and new, and even the artificial turf has that new stadium smell.
Oh, thank you so much, Miss Bravado.
So let's help out the fans tomorrow. Once they pick up their tickets, what's the best entrance for them to use?
Best entrance.
Yes, I'm sure everyone is eager to see the game. So how do the fans get to those beautiful new seats? From here on the sidelines, I don't see any entrances to the seating area at all. Mr. Left, did you possibly forget to build an entrance into the seating area?
Heidi, does this mean tomorrow's game?
Sorry, Dirk. I'm going to have to get back to you. Incidentally, do you know of a jackhammer rental place that might be open tonight?
I can't think of any.
Okay, just a thought. I see some sledgehammers that should work. Back to you guys.
Lady, what are you doing?
Is that a load-bearing wall?
You're crazy. Hey, watch when you swing at that thing.
Is it time for an exposé on the School of Architecture at Metrodelphia U?
It's on my list, Kelly. I'm sure we can all look forward to that story being interrupted by breaking news in the near future. Assuming, of course, that we survive it all.
And on that note, back to Sam Sterling at Schrodinger's Square, just moments away from the beginning of the new year, or certain doom and destruction, whichever comes first. Sam, how are things there? Are we all going to die before the new year?
I hope not, Kelly. Still, there's not a lot of good news to report. Lady Lightshow has taken the lead, and with the help of the Conclave of Justice and Power Pal, has managed to slow the approach of Hippopotapocalypse. It has brought us some much-needed time, but the gargantuan dreadnought of death and despair is still approaching landfall. If he manages to touch down, I'm not sure any force on Earth could drive him away. Moreover, I'm still not able to find the missing parent of the sweet, innocent child who came up to me earlier tonight asking for assistance.
Sam, old pal, we need to have a talk.
Listeners, it's Lady Lightshow herself. Goodness, this is an honor, miss.
Don't I know it is, but we don't have time for the small talk. I've hit that hippo with enough laser beams to keep every cat on the planet busy. Glory Sword just about broke his arms trying to drive that thing back with his magic weaponry. Dr. Gizmo's still working on that giant spring she wanted to build, and Cobalt Star is completely out of juice. We need a hand from my favorite muscle-bound buddy here. I don't suppose you could help us look for Captain Goody. You're pretty close to him, right?
Oh, I'd love to help with the search, Lady Lightshow, but just at this moment, I'm trying to help this adorable young child find her lost parent.
That's sweet and all, but if we don't get some super-powered help up there in a hurry, there's going to be a ton of kids missing their parents. And their planet, for that matter. Maybe you can help this little munchkin a little later.
Oh, Lady Lightshow, a hero like you knows there's always time to save an innocent bystander. Now that the darkness Hippopotapocalypse spread across the square has been lifted, maybe you should take a good look at this young child. I guarantee you won't be able to say no.
I'm hardly the motherly type, Sunshine. To me, all kids look alike, and I really don't see... Oh.
You were saying?
I was saying you're absolutely right. We need to get this pipsqueak to see her daddy. Hey, Power Pal, get over here. We need you in a heck of a hurry.
Fascinating. Listeners, as you know, Power Pal, Captain Goody's sidekick, has only one power, the ability to hover in midair. I wonder what on earth Lady Lightshow intends to have him do to help.
Not sure myself, Kelly. Sam, please help us understand what's going on.
Just a moment, Dirk. Power Pal is right here.
Here I am, Lady Lightshow. What's the plan?
Get Sam and this little squirt up into the air and look for her daddy in every direction.
We're worried about one little child when the whole world is about to be destroyed?
You betcha, sweet Bippy, we are. Now go!
Okay. Hang on, Sam.
And up I go, listeners. This little child is safe in my arms as Power Pal lifts me up to see what's what.
Okay, little lady. Can you see your dad anywhere over that way?
Nope.
How about over there?
Nope.
Back behind us, maybe?
Nope.
Gee, Power Pal, maybe you should try something else.
What else is left? Like Lady Light Show said, we've looked in every direction.
Well, not every direction. How about up?
Up? But the only thing that's up is...
I have come to bring death to you all! Flee before me, you miserable, weak wretches! Your end is nigh!
Hi, Daddy!
What? Betsy, what are you doing here?
Looking for you, apparently. Unless I miss my guess, she got a little turned around and wound up crashing down on our planet, leaving a smoking crater and some small footprints as her only clue. Good thing we were here to help her.
I don't understand. I only turned my back for a few millennia.
Kids can be a handful. I ought to know. But jeepers, now that I think about it, you were just about to destroy the whole planet where your own child was.
This is awkward.
Still planning to destroy our world?
No way. I need to get this little scamp back home. It's way past her bedtime. I'll return for your doom, Earthlings! You know, eventually.
And off they go. Hippopotapocalypse and his daughter have ascended back into the depths of space, while Power Pal lowers me down safely to Earth.
Welcome back to Terra Firma, Sam.
Oh, for Pete's sake, if you two are going to get all mushy on me, I'm out of here.
See you later, sport. Nice work, Sam. I'm glad you noticed the family resemblance between that little child and Hippopotapocalypse. Maybe next New Year's you and I can light up the town together. But for now, I'll just have to do it myself.
Goodness me, folks. Lady Light Show just set off her own version of an early New Year's fireworks display. It's absolutely breathtaking to behold.
You betcha, buddy. I've lit up every color in the spectrum. Oh my, what on earth is happening? Where did those lights in the sky come from?
Hi there, Sally. I was wondering when you'd wake up.
Wake up?
Yes. When Lady Light Show appeared on the scene, you must have blacked out from exposure to her rainbow beams. I've been keeping you safe while the other heroes drove off Hippopotapocalypse.
Then we're no longer in danger?
Not at all, Sally.
Sally, we're so glad you weren't injured in the chaos. Your microphone is working. Can you hear us?
I can, Dirk. Captain Goody and I are safe and together.
And just in time. If my watch is correct.
You're absolutely right, Kelly. It's time for the lowering of the cat into the box to mark the coming of the new year here in Metrodelphia's Schrodinger's Square.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Happy New Year!
Happy New Year, Sally.
Happy New Year, Captain Goody.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a happy New Year indeed. It's been an honor and a pleasure, Metrodelphia.
And we look forward to another great year reporting your action news here on KGDY. Kelly, it's always a great time working with you, and I just want to say from the bottom of my heart...
We interrupt this heartfelt show of camaraderie.
What?
Just kidding, Dirk. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too, Kelly. And remember, listeners, if you're not wearing tights,
stay out of the fight.
Happy New Year to all our listeners. Stay tuned for another great year.
You have been listening to KGDY Episode 9, produced by Seat of Our Pants Players, written and directed by Dan Wenzel. Dirk was Rick Tennant. Kelly was Brianna Kuby. Heidi Bravado and the Cave Woman were Rebecca Scheimer. Glory Sword was Aaron Manka White. Hippopotapocalypse and Lloyd Frank Left was Adam Gastengee. Amy the Coffee Lady and Construction Worker were Andy Gastengee. Innocent Child was Morgan Gastengee. The Disembodied Voice was Dana Bonner Andreessen. Power Pal and Chopper Chet were Andrew Dell. The Countess of Clouds and Tina from Corpomart were Liz Music. Sally Simpson and Lady Light Show were Jill Wenzel, and Sam Sterling and his alter ego were Dan Wenzel. Music and sound effects by www.freesfx.co.uk. News theme and Take a Chance by Kevin MacLeod at Incompetech.com, licensed by Creative Commons under Attribution 3.0. Happy New Year, citizens! Stay tuned for more.